Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Matos, we hear about the successful battle that Bnei Yisrael waged against Midian. And after that battle, when the soldiers returned victoriously, they brought back spoils with them. Some of those spoils were kelim, were utensils that the Midianites used to cook non-kosher food. And they therefore needed to be koshered before the Jews could use them. And the Torah says that Elazar the Kohen Gadol taught Bnei Yisrael how to do that, how to kosher those utensils. And the Torah introduces the halachos of koshering the utensils in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayomer Elazar HaKohen El Anshe HaTzava HaBaim LaMilchama, etc. Elazar said to the soldiers who came from the war. However, the Torah does not literally say that he spoke to the soldiers who came from the war, but rather the Torah says that he spoke to the soldiers Habaim la milchama, which literally means who were coming to the battle. Why would the Torah speak about a battle which already happened as if it's in the future? Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, who died in 1888, says, unlike most other Mefarshim, that Elazar actually taught these halachos before the soldiers went to war. That's why Elazar spoke about soldiers going to war, habayim la milchama. The halachos are mentioned now, however, because they relate to the spoils that they just acquired. Rav Hirsch does not explain why the halachos were taught before the battle began, but perhaps one can suggest that Elazar was afraid that the soldiers might use some of the utensils before they returned home, so they needed to hear these halachos before the war, so they would not accidentally prepare foods with non-kosher kelim before they returned from battle. Or perhaps one can suggest that Elazar thought that after the battle, the soldiers would be eager to return home and their families would be eager to greet them. And they wouldn't be able to listen to the halachos in that state of mind. Teaching the halachos before the war would eliminate that problem. That is Rav Hirsch. Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, who died in 1926, says in the Meshech Chachma on this parasha, on this pasuk, based on the Sifri, that Elazar taught these halachos after the battle was over, yet he spoke in the future tense, habayim la milchama, because he and Moshe were concerned that once Moshe died, and once the Jews entered into Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael would not accept the authority of Elazar as the Kohen Gadol to tell them how to properly act in times of war. By speaking in the future tense, Elazar and Moshe sent a very strong message to the soldiers of Bnei Yisrael. Even after Moshe's death, you are still beholden to the directives, to the rules, to the halachos of the Torah, as taught by Elazar the Kohen Gadol, and for that matter, as taught by future spiritual leaders as well. This is a halacha that doesn't only apply because Moshe is around. These are halachos that do apply and will apply from now and in the future. That is Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk. Another explanation as to why Elazar spoke in the future tense, Habayim la milchama, is suggested by the Sigeter Rav, Rav Yekusiel Yehuda Teitelbaum. Rav Teitelbaum died in 1883. He was a Rav in Sziget in Hungary. It's about 430 kilometers west of Budapest. He was the founder and he was the first Rebbe of the Sigeter Chassidus, and he was the author of a number of Svarim, including the Sefer Yitev Lev on the Chumash. And this beautiful idea is found in that Sefer, Yitev Lev, on our Parsha. Rav Teitelbaum says that the war that Elazar was referring to was not the physical battle that already took place, but about the spiritual war against the Yetzer Hara that was about to take place. Elazar told the returning soldiers, do not think that the war is over. Do not think that the war is over. You have a much greater battle ahead. Be careful of the arrogance. Be careful of the conceit. Be careful of the gaiva that often follows after being victorious in physical battles. So by using the future tense, speaking of the war that they were beginning now, Elazar taught them that when soldiers are triumphant in battle, they often think it's their strength, it's their weapons, it's their skills that won the war. And they had to hear, no, the war is not over. There is still a great battle that needs fighting. And that arrogance is exactly what Moshe warned against Bnei Yisrael in Parshas Ekev in Sefer Devarim Perek Ches, Pasuk Yudalid. Excuse me, Moshe said to Bnei Yisrael, be very careful when you are successful, lest you become haughty and forget God, God forbid. And a few psukim later, Moshe says in Sefer Devarim Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches, don't you forget God and say, Kochi ve'otzim yadi. Don't you ever say that it was my power and the might of my hand that gave me all of this success. And that is why, says the Tzigit Rebbe, the Torah speaks in the future tense. Just when you think the easier war, so to speak, was over with Midian, the more challenging war, the war against our Yetzer Hara, begins only now. I believe that this idea of the Tzigit Rebbe explains a couple of other questions on the Parsha. If you're interested in hearing those questions and how perhaps his approach might explain them, please WhatsApp me privately. But in the meantime, have an amazing day, everyone.